system right now seems to be less about danger from an external threat and more about the terror of being exiled from one's own tribe. That's the reason people are retreating into their ideological silos. No one wants to be accused of talking to the enemy, whether that's on social media or in the highest levels of government around the world. Courage is grounded, in my view, in a sense of confidence and of personal identity that transcends what we see around us in this toxic time. That sense of identity is what propelled the Apostle Paul to overcome fear of everything from mob violence to execution by the authorities as he carried the gospel around the known world of the time. "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God?" he wrote. "If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." We see the example constantly, whether in the Bible or in world history. The way to overcome fear is for men and women of conviction to take a longer-term view than the present moment. Roger Williams, the Puritan theologian who founded Rhode Island, must walk out into the wilderness alone for the sake of future communities living in freedom. A sense of loneliness now is often the key to flourishing community later. By Ben Shapiro, the division we see in America, that seething partisan hatred we've come to expect in our politics, didn't emerge from nowhere. It began during the Obama administration. President Donald Trump's election was merely a symptom of those divisions. There's no question that Trump's overheated rhetoric and trollish nature have exacerbated pre-existing divisions. But we need to understand that those divisions run far deeper. He could disappear tomorrow, and the social fabric will remain torn. There's been a lot of talk recently about the necessity of getting outside our social bubble and dealing with each other in person on a human level. But social connections can only be effective when supported by a common moral framework. Harvard sociologist Robert Putnam points out that diversity in communities doesn't tend to build social fabric unless there are common values. He gives the examples of churches and the military. But even our most basic values are now divided. Free speech, many on the intersectional left believe that it is a reimposition of an unjust hierarchy, a commitment to limited government. Half the country, at least, wants a far larger government. Even the belief that we live in a free country in which you are capable of changing your life is a controversial proposition these days. In 2013, President Barack Obama stated in his second inaugural that being true to our founding documents does not require us to agree on every contour of life. It does not mean we all define liberty in exactly the same way or follow the same precise path to happiness. That may be true on the margins, but we must agree on what liberty constitutes if we hope to be united under its banner.